I could see from the old fellow's self-satisfied air, and the way in which he looked round for the approval of his cronies, that he was showing off. So I put in a word to keep him going. "Oh, Mr. Swales, you can't be serious. Surely these tombstones are not all wrong?" "Yablins! There may be a poor few not wrong, savin' where they make our people too good. For there be folk that do think a balm ball be like the sea, if only it be their own. The whole thing be only lies. Now look you here. You come here a stranger, and you see this Kirkgarth." I nodded, for I thought it better to assent, though I did not quite understand his dialect. I knew it had something to do with the church. He went on. "And you consate that all these stones be aboon folk that be apt here, snod and snog?" I assented again. "Then that be just where the lie comes in. Why, there be scores of these lay beds that be tomb as old Dun's backer-box on Friday night." He nudged one of his companions, and they all laughed. "And my gog, how could they be otherwise? Look at that one, the after Sir Beth the Beer Bank, write it." I went over and read. "Edward Spinslaw, Master Mariner, murdered by pirates off the coast of Andres, April 1854, age 30. When I came back, Mr. Swales went on. "Who brought him home, I wonder, to Appin Here? Murdered off the coast of Andres, and you consited his body lie under? Why, I could name me a dozen whose bones lie in the Greenland seas above." He pointed northwards. "Or where the currents may have drifted them. There be the stains around ye. Ye can with your young eyes read the small print of the lies from here. This Braithwaite Lowry, I knew his father, lost in the Lively off Greenland in 20. Or Andrew Woodhouse, drowned in the same seas in 1777. Or John Paxton, drowned off Cape Farewell a year later. Or old John Rawlings, whose grandfather sailed with me, drowned in the Gulf of Finland in 50. Do you think that all these men will have to make a rush to Whitby when the trumpet sounds? I have me anthems about it. I tell ye that when they got here, they'd be jumbling and jostling one another that way, that it'd be a fight upon the ice in the old days, when we'd be at one another from daylight to dark, and trying to tie up our cuts by the light of the Aurora Borealis.